With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some states will be getting federal disaster help while some others are out of luck.
President Trump has approved major disaster declarations for Alaska, Nebraska, and North Dakota while denying requests from Vermont, Illinois, and Maryland. The declarations allow FEMA to provide financial aid for repairing public infrastructure and, in some cases, helping survivors with repairs and temporary housing. Mr. Trump has approved more disaster declarations than denied this year, but has also suggested phasing out FEMA. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Flights have resumed for Alaska Airlines after more than 200 of its planes were grounded for hours yesterday.
The airline says it expects some flight disruptions as it works to reposition aircraft and crews. The grounding affected Alaska Air and Horizon Air flights. Hawaiian Airlines, which was bought by Alaska Air Group last year, says its flights were operating as scheduled. Alaska Airlines is asking customers to check their flight status before heading to the airport.
That's correspondent and Donna Warder. The ongoing government shutdown continues to disrupt flights and put pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay. Flights were delayed Thursday at major airports like LaGuardia and Newark due to air traffic controller shortages. Many Federal Aviation Administration facilities are critically short on controllers, leading to disruptions. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the disruptions are likely to only get worse after next Tuesday's payday arrives and controllers receive no money. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 472 points, the Nasdaq rose 263, the S&P 500 advancing by 53 points. This is SRN News. Wisconsin considers killing a tax provision, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The reason the state might get rid of the unemployment tax exemption is to prevent religious businesses from gaining access to it. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states cannot block churches and ministries from accessing such programs if they allow secular businesses to use them. Now Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for the elimination of the exemption for all state employers, rather than let Christian and other faith-based businesses use it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Aid to the Church in Need is warning Islamic terrorism is a growing threat to the safety of Christians all around the globe. In a new report, the Religious Freedom Group says global jihadism has entered a distinct new phase of transnational evolution. Major organizations such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda, despite currently lacking clear central leadership, have continued to pursue their objectives. SRN News. Layoffs at Target.
A company spokesperson says about 1,000 employees are expected to receive layoff notices next week. Target plans to eliminate another 800 vacant jobs. The cuts represent about 8% of the company's global corporate workforce. Target says the layoffs will allow it to accelerate initiatives to rebuild its customer base. The retailer has lost ground in recent years to Walmart and Amazon. Target has reported flat or declining sales in 9 of the past 11 quarters. I'm Mike Hemp.
A new poll shows many Americans concerned about the rise of massive data centers. The AP NORC Epic poll finds as the U.S. builds data centers for the development of artificial intelligence, it's also sparking anxieties about the possible negatives of the massive demand for fossil fuels. More details at srnnews.com.